Blackstone Audio presents JFK Jr., George and Me, a memoir by Matt Berman. This book is read by George Newbern. Introduction. Throw me into the lion's den. June 1996.
Quick, come to my office. I've got Barbara on the phone and she's not getting the idea. Talk to her and tell her how beautiful she's going to look dressed as Betsy Ross.
Oh, thanks. Throw me into the lion's den, I whined as John pulled me by the sleeve into his office. We had decided to try and convince Barbara Streisand to appear on the cover of George magazine as the mother of the American flag. But I thought I'd be working with an agent or an assistant, not Barbara herself. I nervously took the receiver from John.
Hi, I'm Matt, John's creative director.
Nat?
The familiar voice responded.
No, I corrected her. Matt. With an M.
Oh, she replied. I'm Barbara with a B, sounding more like Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl. I told her that Betsy Ross would be a great character for her, how we'd execute it perfectly. Then I suggested a photographer to take the photos. She agreed and said it would be easier to shoot at her house in Malibu than at a studio. As I was talking to her, I couldn't wait to call my Uncle Morty, who loved her music so much that when I'd roll my eyes at the mention of her name, he'd stop me and say, "Easy, Matthew, you're talking about my girlfriend." Up until this point, I'd dealt with all the cover shoots on my own, and Cindy Crawford and Robert De Niro had been big successes. But this one seemed like it would be more of a challenge. Carolyn had warned us that word on the street was that Barbara was a handful, so John decided that he'd better attend this photo shoot and lend his star power. Always trusting Carolyn's advice, I was relieved when John said he wanted to come. 3 weeks later, John asked me, "Maestro, what time are we flying?"